Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. They just fixed up their seasonal cabin after the September storms and last night lost it in a fire. Faribault Fire Chief Dustin Dienst reports that around 7:30 last night, his department, along with Rice County deputies, Morristown Fire and North Memorial, responded to a cabin fire at 17850 Roberts Lake Boulevard. The structure was fully engulfed in flames when they arrived. The cabin had been winterized for the season and was gratefully not occupied. While there were no injuries, the cabin is a complete loss. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Chief Dienst commented they're grateful no one was hurt and that it's not their principal home, adding that this is a bit of salt in the wound as they just repaired the structure. The Northfield City Council meets tonight. They'll set the budget and levy for 2019. Currently, staff is recommending a 4.4% increase. They could go up depending on other considerations, including a new policy, paid parental leave. Option 1 gives city employees an additional 2 weeks of paid leave for a beginning-of-life event and/or to care for a family member. Option 2 allows for 6 weeks due to pregnancy and care for child after birth, adoption, or foster. The estimated per-year cost is $23,000 for 2 weeks, which is included in the 4.4% levy, and $62,700 for 6 weeks. A committee was formed to create a paid parental family leave plan. The original plan allows the 2 weeks paid leave twice a year to employees, providing for new parents and or care for a family member. This would be on a 2-year trial basis. As for childbirth right now, parents are allowed 2 weeks paid in addition to their FMLA and any sick time and or vacation time accrued. These paid parental leave options would be in addition to that. Also on the agenda is the proposed charter amendment. This would be the first reading of an ordinance that would require the mayor to report to council an operational audit every 2 years. Meetings begin at 6 p.m. in council chambers at City Hall. They are streamed live online on the city's website and are open to the public. Governor Mark Dayton yesterday authorized the use of funds from the State Disaster Assistance Contingency Account for emergency relief in 8 Minnesota counties and 1 tribal nation. Those counties include Rice, which will receive the most funding at over $2 million for public infrastructure and cleanup costs due to the September 20th string of tornadoes. The state will reimburse 75% of eligible costs, with local governments covering the remaining 25%. Steele County will receive the second highest total at $435,000. Le Sueur County will receive $401,000, and Goodhue County's total was $293,000. The dollars are not available to private homeowners or businesses. Cleanup has stopped for the winter, but there's much more to come in the spring. And President Trump has declared tomorrow, December 5th, as a national day of mourning to remember the vast contributions of former President George H.W. Bush. To honor the life and legacy of President Bush, the Postal Service will be closed. Regular mail will not be delivered, and package delivery will be limited. News from around the state is next.